Previously on Pretty Little Liars. I saw him in the woods. He left an A message. What did you see?
Enough.
Noel Khan is A. Don't say anything to anyone. Promise me.
Other things you're keeping some kind of secret.
I'm gay. Why didn't she tell us?
She was afraid.
This is what she's afraid of. Lucas, I am being honest with you. I have a boyfriend.
I think you deserve a better boyfriend.
Somebody decided to paint Mrs. Allison's memorial.
Mom, this is Alex Santiago.
Good serve. From the club.
I'm the last prophet. Where I go, that's the end of the line.
We're married. Twins, what just happened? Who wrote that?
What's on there?
Get it off! Just wipe it off! Get it off me!
Why are you taking that off?
I'm not trying to keep it on. Believe me, I don't want to see the autograph that's under it.
Well, we can get you another sticker.
Yeah, this time why don't you try something mellower, like Save the Planet?
Hey, there were not a lot of choices, okay? It was either Humpty Dumpty or Jesus is Coming, Look Busy.
Oh, God, it's still there. Anna, don't, okay? Don't look at that. Just look around you, because you're safe. You're home and you're alive.
Yeah, well, I thought I was safe in my hospital room, too.
Now, what's going on with Noel Khan? Is he A? Have you talked to him?
No, I avoid him. I keep telling him I'm busy.
Busy freaking out every time I look at him.
Yeah, we'll try being run over by him.
Who got you this panda?
Sean?
Lucas.
Oh, sweet.
Anyone else starving or is it just me?
Your mom said she left a special dinner for you in the fridge.
Pass. Now, I want a Pop-Tart.
What?
I've been on hospital food for 3 weeks. I want to eat something that doesn't look like it's already been chewed.
Okay, well, why don't you eat while we go get the rest of your stuff?
Okay.
Down here is good.
What happened?
Nothing. Just knocked a few boxes down.
No. You don't have to clean. You can go.
Seriously, my mom's gonna be here soon.
Wait.
So now you want us to leave?
You don't have to put on a brave face for us, okay? We get it. If being alone is freaking you out, we can absolutely stay.
No. I'm fuzzy, and I think it's from this pain medication. Yeah, I need a nap.
Okay. Can we help you to the couch?
No, you've done enough. Seriously, guys, go.
Okay. Call me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too, anytime.
You know you have to boil that first, right?
Yeah.
And get the one with the built-in heating pad.
Hey, what happened to the no-spending zone?
Honey, you were going to be on the couch a lot. You should at least be comfortable.
Last month, we could barely afford basic cable and bubble bath, and now you're...
I told you, things are better now. The bank loan came through.
And a lasagna box.
So
I see you had time to go exploring while I was out.
Mom, there are thousands of dollars in there.
Hannah? We were days away from a foreclosure.
Where'd it come from?
The bank. It is a loan. Unauthorized.
Yeah, well, what does that mean?
It means just what I said. I borrowed it from a customer who will never know it was borrowed because it's all going to be replaced by the end of the year.
So you stole it?
Listen to me. This is our lifeline. I was able to get our mortgage current, and what's left in this box is our cushion. And I will pay it all back. All of it.
How? Mom.
I never intended for you to know about it. That's why I hid it. I figured in a box of carbs that's been sitting up there untouched for 10 years was a safer bet than my old makeup bag. My mistake. This is my problem. You just need to worry about getting better, okay? Okay. I gotta take a shower.
These sausages, what are they, chicken?
No, they're turkey. So does your friend have any allergies?
What?
Is there anything I should know about what Maya eats?
None. She eats everything. Dad, I know I asked for it. But if Mom can't handle this dinner tonight, I'll just tell Maya.
We're looking forward to it. Your mother was up all last night preparing the menu.
You don't think she'll try and poison her, do you?
Your mother. It's not her style. She killed it with kindness.
Come here, I know you're scared, big baby.
Get in.
My mom won't be out any second. She's not going to believe that you came all this way just for coffee.
Well, I didn't. I came for the kiss.
Let's do this later.
No, honey, leave the boxes there for now. Do not call her. It's their honeymoon. Okay, bye.
What's going on?
Ian had all his boxes delivered this morning from his storage unit.
I couldn't wait till they got back?
Yeah. I'm guessing he and Melissa are probably going to get a jump start on settling in. Why are you so shocked?
Because you're not. You and Dad are acting as if you're totally okay with this whole elopement thing.
You don't think this was rushed? Of course it's rushed. It's outrageous. I'm not dancing a jig over it, but what's done is done. And besides, long engagement doesn't guarantee wedded bliss either.
Oh, honey, would you hold this thing?
I'm buzzing.
Oh, speak of the devil.
Ian?
Melissa. Another picture.
The honeymooners. Where are they? It looks like that mall near Dad's office.
Well, I guess when you're in love, you can be anywhere.
Do you think it's weird? Melissa trading in her princess gown and pink champagne for a food port Slurpee?
Spencer, you were a big part of your sister's rough year. Maybe you could just be happy for her.
Why is he out of jail?
He's out on bail. He's probably meeting with his attorney. Honey, you'll be late, and staring at him won't make him disappear. Come on, let's go.
Maybe we should just give her one book at a time. Hannah doesn't really do well with stacks, unless they're catalogs.
Hi, Maya.
Hey there.
Are you still coming for dinner tonight?
Sure. Your folks still want me to.
What should I wear?
Anything.
Doesn't matter. A dress.
A dress? Seriously? Is this some sort of formal thingy? Or I just worried my jeans are too much?
Don't say things like that, please. Tell you, they're not. They won't laugh.
Well, I'll see you guys later, so have fun tonight. But FYI, if you decide to wear jeans, iron them.
this one?
Of course.
My parents have been acting strange since I told them about me.
That's defined strange.
Whispering, closing doors, changing the channel when Ellen comes on.
Got it. I will wear the girliest dress I own. I'll tell them I started it myself.
Maya, this isn't a joke. My mom isn't your mom. Okay?
Gatsby was more than just a pretty face. He was ambitious, ruthless, charming, and the themes of change and loss are central to both novels. Did everybody get their papers back? Perfect. See you Wednesday. Oh, chapters 1 and 4. No study guides, please. Read the man, not the blogger.
You guys go ahead. I'll get Hannah's assignment and meet up with you. I know who wrote that message on your car. It was an old con. But he admitted it was stupid. He was just angry and jealous.
Yeah, I get why he did it. Who else knows?
Nobody. Nobody else knows. Look, and he's not going to tell anyone.
How do you know that?
Because I think he may have known about us for a while now. But if he was trying to hurt us, he would have said something a long time ago. Okay, he promised he'd just forget what he saw.
Look, let's not talk about this here.
Can I come to your place later? I'm just not sure I want to be there. It'll be fine. Just make sure Maya doesn't do all the talking. You know, if she starts going over a cliff, you grab the wheel.
That's her, Emily. Wait up. I just found out that Hannah's mom's got some bang thingy in Scranton and won't be home till really late. So, I want to do a surprise party. You know, welcome home, Hannah. We love you with or without your spleen. I've checked with Mr. Hannah, and Sean is totally down with it.
They didn't take out her spleen.
Really? Then I'll just change the theme.
Mona, I'm really not sure Hannah's up to hosting a bunch of people at a party.
Oh, please. She's been socializing with IV bags and bedpans. She'll love it. If you guys don't want to come, I'm sure she'll understand.
Mr. Fitz? Got a second?
Sure. What's up, Noel?
Wanted to talk to you about something. His comments on my paper. Pretty harsh.
Oh, I wasn't trying to be.
I worked really hard on this.
I'm sure you did, but you clearly hadn't read all of the material.
I think I know enough to get a better grade than this.
What are you asking me to do, Noel? Change the grade? Because that's not gonna happen.
Mr. Fitz, you don't want me to bring the principal into this, do you? Take another read. You may have second thoughts. I think it deserves this.
There's this surprise party for Hannah, so I'm thinking I'll just go there first and then come back.
You're not coming over.
Why? What happened?
I had a visit from your friend, Noel. Turns out he's not too good at keeping promises. In fact, he's not at all who you think he is.
Did he say something to you? Ezra. Hey. Tell me what happened. Maybe I can fix it. Mr. Fitz?
What can I do for you, Jenna?
Mr. Mazzara said you need to sign my absence card.
Sure, let me look at a pen. Here you go.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt.
Sorry, practice ran late. What's this?
A member of the club gave it to me. It's a tennis clinic in Sweden.
Sweden? Why did he give it to you?
He wants me to apply. A lot of the people who go to it end up playing in the Swedish Open.
Alex, that's amazing. You have to do it. Maybe I could get an internship over there, like in Stockholm or something.
Slow down. I'm not going.
Why?
If this guy recommended you, he must think you're up to it.
I think you're up to it. You are fantastic.
I told my uncle I'd work for him. He needs the bodies.
So your uncle can find other bodies filled in ripped down buildings. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I don't want to go.
So you'd rather spend the rest of your summer tossing broken plaster in a dumpster? That's insane.
Maybe to you. I'm not interested in playing pro. I'd rather be here, working, saving for college.
Okay, I get that, and that's good. But how can you turn this down?
Like this. You ready?
So, we're in Texas, Lady Station.
Fort Hood, but I'm not leaving just yet.
No, thank you. I don't eat seafood. It's not a moral thing. I get hives.
Oh, I'm sorry. Emily said that you could eat anything, so...
I forgot.
Sorry.
It's okay. I'm really sorry.
It's all right. It's fine.
Are both your folks from California, Maya?
Yeah, they met in Berkeley at a no nukes rally. After my brother and I came along, they got married and we moved to San Jose.
So you were already here when your parents got married?
I was a flower girl. I guess they wanted to make sure it was real before they tied the knot.
Two children wasn't real enough?
Tell the story of how your dad asked your mom. So, my dad's this raging, crazy romantic. He proposed to my mom with a Sharpie. he didn't have a ring, so he drew one on her finger with a felt pen.
That's a very clever placeholder.
No, that's the only one she's ever had. Once the ink wore off, she retraced it with a tattoo.
Wow. So, you know, why didn't I think of that?
Oh, excuse me while I just found the rest.
Well, honey, be careful. Our anniversary is coming up. I'm going to invest in some felt tip markers.
This. What are you talking about?
Well, when my mom told me that you were going to give up your Friday night to help me study math.
I never said math. I said I would get you up to speed. So, can we discuss Claudia Rice?
I don't know who that is.
Yes, you do. Skinny, skinny jeans, won't wear anything unless it's tight enough to make blood come out of her ears. Whoa, what was that?
What was what?
I just saw a shadow at your door.
No, wait, Mona, don't open the door.
Call the police. Oh, hush, baby Jane.
Mona, don't.
Jackpot.
That's it, Noel. We're over.
happy now?
What happened? I just put Noah Cohen back on the market.
How? Broke them up?
We broke them up. Aren't you so crushing on him, Aria?
What did we do, Allison?
What's with the dude, guys? I did it for Aria. I only kill when we need food. Or when I'm bored.
Where is Sarah?
Hey, Lucas. Long time no talk. How are you?
Thirsty.
You can have your own cup.
So, are you surprised?
Yeah, still am. Did you get my emails?
Yeah, I got them.
Well, you know, I'm behind in every class, so if you want to study,
you're kind of off studying at the moment. Been there, done that. This semester I plan to go from honor roll to toilet roll. What is this?
Yeah, I would slow down on that. Mona made that, so might be a little
I'm fine, Mom. I'm not driving, and this isn't my first time playing Margaritaville. Want some?
Hey, the band. Where's that photo of you and me at the lake? You know, the one where we won the chicken fight?
Yeah, I don't remember, Sean.
Sure you do. It's you and Sean. No. Me, Tarzan. You, Jane Austen.
You got a problem?
No. Mm-mm. Just amusing myself.
Embarrassing. Sorry about the shrimp thing. Had I eaten that, I would have blown us off. They really liked you. Dad was definitely hooked and all loved the dress. Wait till she sees the crease in my jeans.
Do you want to change before we go to Hannah's?
Would it be okay if I build on that? I'm exhausted. I didn't sleep last night. I was way too nervous.
About dinner? Because when I saw you at school, you were totally...
One of us had to hold it together. You were... One buckle short of a straight jacket.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to make sure and give Maya something to take to her folks.
That's so sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
Thank you.
There you go.
So, I was thinking, my parents have this little place up in Bucks County. What if we could sneak away up there next weekend? Please, just don't say no until I at least show you a picture.
You had me at I was thinking. What just happened?
Nothing. I just a little bit busy here.
Well, let's go outside.
Okay. I'll meet you out there. I'm just going to go upstairs and use the bathroom.
Okay.
Sean got this amazing picture of Hannah's face. When we surprised her, she might have peed herself. It was classic.
You broke your promise. You promised me you'd forget what you saw in Mr. Pitts' car, but you're not letting it go.
Back up. What are we talking about?
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, and you can't just blackmail.
Blackmail? Is that what he said?
You never demanded a better grade?
I didn't demand anything. I asked him to take a second look at my essay. I mean, haven't you ever worked hard and thought you deserved something better than what you got? Wow. That's the story you put out there, and you really gotta wonder who this guy is.
No. Is there something else going on here? Is there some old grudge you've got against me and my friends?
No. Come check this out. Pritzker's got this video of the Barracuda game. It's your shiny moment, dude.
Did Jenna tell you I tried to reach you? When you were still in jail?
No.
Well, I did. I wanted you to know that I wasn't the one. I never told the police where you were. I gotta go.
Where?
There's a party at Hannah's.
Lucky you. I can barely leave my porch. That's okay. I don't get many invitations. Just death threats.
Do you believe me?
That's what I asked you before the cops picked me up. I never got an answer either.
Left a little early. Now,
where are you going?
To a faculty party.
It was a joke.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
No, it bothers you. Me and Ezra, I can tell by the way you're looking at me.
I mean, come on. It's not like things aren't different now. Parties like this feel like you're babysitting.
I don't feel like that at all. I never should have told you guys.
That you should have told us a long time ago when it started.
I mean, this whole time I thought I was helping you get over this Viking boy in Iceland. It turns out it doesn't exist. I mean, I thought we were close. We tell each other everything.
I couldn't.
I swore to Ezra that he could trust me.
Well, we trusted you too.
Right. And now I've blown up with everything.
Took forever to get into that bathroom. Mona was spending quality time with her eyebrows.
Hey, what's wrong?
I'm gonna take off.
Why? Where are we going?
I don't know what you're doing. I'm going home. Couldn't resist, could you?
What am I looking at?
An email confirmation of my application to the tennis clinic.
Okay.
Which was sent in electronically.
You think I did that?
You're the only person I told.
Yeah, but I didn't.
Spencer, get real, okay? You and I want different things. And you say that you're okay with that, but you're not. And you never will be.
I did not send that in, but I apologize if I made
you
feel...
Don't apologize for who you are and what you want. I'm not going to.
So now Hannah's on top of the bunny hill, but I had to, like, hypnotize her to get her to grab onto the tow rope.
Okay, I was freezing.
Hey, you were free.
No, Sean, my eyelashes were fracking off.
She says to me, Sean, can you carry me down, please? And I'm like, babe, I'm right next to you. You'll be fine.
Oh, her trusty St. Bernard.
And you can snowplow the whole way down, I tell her.
And if you fall, I'll drag you back to the bus and get you drunk so I can lick your face.
What did you say?
I mean, so what if they're lousy guard dogs? They're big and they're goofy, and if you can get past buckets of Jerule.
I think Hermie the Hermaphrodite needs a jumbo coffee.
I mean, who does not want a big slobbering beast who can catch a ball in the end zone?
That's it. Stop! 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 It's like fighting kids need a telethon.
Lucas, can I please talk to you outside? What is this you? Lucas, did you come here to welcome me home or to pick a fight with Sean?
Hey, it's not my fault some people are trapped between Neanderthal and Cro-Magnon.
He is not the one that you're angry at. You came here to get back at me.
Breaking news, Princess. Not everything is about you.
Well, then why'd you cut me off?
I wasn't the one who did the cutting, remember?
I want to be your friend, Lucas, but
no! You people just think you can push me around like some kind of mop. And you're no different. You're no different from the rest of Allison's anointed. You let her march around and act like some 17th century torture squad. And considering what that bitch did to me, I should have done way worse to her.
What are you talking about? What did you do to Allison?
Dying doesn't make you a saint. No, you spent all of junior high being a monster. Do you know what it's like to walk through this town every single day and look at some shrine to her?
That was you who destroyed the memorial?
You can call the cops. Tell them to meet me on my driveway. It will take me 11 minutes to walk home.
Lucas, I'm not going to call the cops. I think that we can keep this between us. We've already been through enough already.
Don't stop. Please. Don't make me like you. This is too hard.
Is he gone? You shouldn't be alone with him. That kid is cracked.
Yeah, well, anyone can surprise you.
Who are we talking about?
You and Noel are best buds, right? How well do you really know him?
Oh, I get it. Your friend's a certified Looney Tune. So now you want to pick on mine?
Sean, everyone's got a life that no one else knows about. Who's Noel when he's not with you?
Anna, you're freaking me out. Why don't you just come inside and try to have some fun? You know, people are asking...
You know what? Just tell them to go home. Okay? I just want everyone to go home. You need to call Alex. And tell him what? I can't undo this without telling him about A. Unless you think I should go into the kitchen and ask A to put down a piece of pizza and call Alex himself. Stop. We don't know that Noel is that person. Besides, I'm not even sure what A wants anymore. Are you? You know what happens when you stick four lobsters in a tank and cut off their food supply? They start to eat each other.
Can I get to the bathroom? Is there a magic password?
If we find out that he is who we think he is, then what are we prepared to do about it? You hungry?
No. You never told me that Emily tried to talk to me.
Why would I? What can she say now that's going to make it better?
She wasn't the one that turned me in.
I know that.
How?
Because I did. Look, Toby, if you're running around like you're some kind of fugitive, how are you going to prove that you're innocent? Be home.
What do you say? You could chain me to this porch, and I'd still never touch you like that again.
Who do you think you're talking to?
anyone there?
That someone was in here.
Yeah, looks like a lot more than someone. You had a party?
Mona invited people over. I had no idea.
Just okay. Hannah wasn't really in the party mode.
Well, can you blame her? That girl doesn't need any more surprises for at least a couple of years.
Is Dad sleeping?
You know what? After you left, he got a phone call. The commander wants him in Texas by the end of the month.
This month? Why? He just got home.
I know, Emily. It's not his decision. There's just a bigger picture.
Tonight meant a lot to me. Thank you. Maya had a great time.
Your father thinks she's very sweet.
She is. And I'm glad you're okay with it.
I'm not okay with it.
The whole thing makes me sick. Sick to my stomach. Hey, Dad.
Hey, Spence. Didn't even know you were here. I would have watched the game downstairs with you. Mother makes me watch it on mute.
Just got home. Is that a lot of stuff, Ian?
Yeah. Suddenly he's everywhere, isn't he? Well, maybe it'll inspire your sister to finish that condo so they can move in.
Dad. They might never move out of here. Melissa loves the barn.
Yeah, well, Melissa's always needed a little nudge every once in a while. That's why your mother thinks Ian is so good for her. He's impulsive and passionate.
You don't agree?
I have a few other choice words I would reserve for Ian. But if I start listing them, I'll never fall asleep. I spoke to a friend of mine on the police force tonight. The bloodstain they found on that sweater at Toby Cavanaugh's was a positive match. I don't think that kid's going to be around much longer to scare you.
It's Allison's blood. Does that mean it's done? You're not going to investigate anyone else?
I thought you'd be relieved. Don't stay up too late, okay?
Oh my God, I miss you guys so much.
Why are you so tan?
grandma's apartment. I thought she was, like, bedridden in a cave.
Doesn't mean I was. So we still on for tonight, ladies?
Totally. Spence's mom said that we could use their bar.
Yeah, but there might be a major storm tonight, so I don't know.
It's the last blowout before school starts, Han. Don't bring me down.
Hey, can one of you guys get those?
My arms are really sore.
Yeah.
Why? Didn't you have to, like, lift your grandma and bathe her?
Yeah, it was really disgusting.
Did you get any help with that?
Oh, yeah, Nana had a day out, and she's really into golf.
Don't ask.
So, who's in charge of refreshments?
Oh, Hannah stole a bottle of tequila.
Genius. Good job, Han. Hold on to those baggy sweaters.
Isn't Hilton Head in South Carolina? I thought your grandma lived in Georgia.
It's to the south, Spence. Why so many questions? Guys, you've got a long night ahead of us. I can't spill every detailed minute I hit the curb.
Wait for it.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
Spence, don't forget to turn off the yard lights, okay?
God knows what I'm gonna.
Maybe I should call Sean. You know, maybe he saw us.
Don't
talk anymore. Please.
Will any of them help you sleep?
Pink one.
Will any of them help me sleep?
Thank you.
Gave it all away.
Are your bed ready? Mom, taking medicine, Hannah. Tomorrow's another day.